Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you use it to your advantage. It's all there just for you. Stephen Blakeslee, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's a new friend. He's the author of Strategic Hiring, Tomorrow's Benefits Today. And Stephen is a 35-year veteran of the of working in the corporate system, helping people to find the right people and keep them. He's actually one of the pioneers in the new science of selecting and hiring talent. He's going to help us with this topic. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm happy to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you here. Stephen, for a long time now, over 9 years since I've been doing this show, I've been telling small business owners on the show and in my writing and in my speeches that there are two areas that we really are not good at and that we need to really focus on. And one of them is marketing. We're not all that good at marketing. We need to be better at it. And the other is in human resources, especially hiring, taking the time to find and hire the right people.
Mm.
And that's what I've been telling. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right on the mark as far as hiring the right people is concerned, Jim. You know, I don't know an organization that doesn't want to have high-performing people. But the truth of the matter is that very few of us actually capture those people.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, but I'll answer it in a couple of ways. And one is that many of the small business owners that I talk with will when asked the question, you know, what's going on with hiring better people, they'll just say something like, you know, Steve, I really don't have time to hire good people. And if you stop and think about that just a little bit, that's all, a little bit oxymoronic.
What it's like?
Gosh, you know, one of the reasons we don't have time is because we don't have good people.
That's right? That's like somebody saying, did you know that your warehouse door is open and there are people loading your inventory on their trucks and driving away with it? You better go check on it. And you say, you know what? I knew that was happening. I really don't have time right now to go back and stop that.
Exactly.
It's the same. It's the same thing, isn't it? That statement is about as one's about as idiotic as the other.
That's right. But there's another comment that comes into play, and that is that, you know, Steve, it's not a matter that we can't hire good people. It's that we just can't find good people.
Now, that's the issue for many people.
Yeah.
And instead of working harder to really get out into the marketplace and realize that you have to work a little harder, they just kind of give up, don't they?
Well, yes, they give up. And what they end up doing is that, you know, if they're an organization where there's more than one person, normally the hiring manager has a lot of pressure on them to fill mm-hmm. that position.
Now.
And they end up, and what they end up doing, it, because of the pressure, they end up hiring maybe the best of the worst because they're in a big hurry to fill the position.
How do we solve this problem, Stephen?
Well, one way I think that we solve it is that we realize that there is and there's going to be for a significant time going forward in the future a shortage of talented people.
We're already experiencing that, and it's not. And I don't think we've seen the worst of it yet, have we?
Oh, absolutely not. And I see it intensifying almost monthly here in the Houston market. The Houston market is probably pretty indicative of what's going on in the rest of the country, in that the competition for good people is heating up every day, Jim.
Well, all you got to do is something that we've done on this show many times before, is take a look at the generational waves. You know, we got 78 million baby boomers who are just now on the cusp of retirement. Over the next 10 years, you know, probably 35% or more of those baby boomers, maybe, and that's my number, folks, my anecdotal number, 35, maybe 40% or so, or more of those people are going to be retiring or are heading off toward their salad days. And the people coming behind them who don't have the memories and the brain, don't have the experiences that these baby boomers have, those numbers aren't that great. They're only about, what, 50 million or so?
Yes. And that's what is intensifying the pressure on the talent shortage, Jim. So, you know, it's not going to get any easier. So the best way to address that is to try to hone or improve some of our basic hiring skills. And I just like to say, I don't know really what your market is, who's listening to this program.
All over the country and all over the world.
But the truth of the matter is that what we're talking about here today is not something that just applies to large mega corporations. This is something that applies to large corporations and mom and pop organizations. And
well, that's right.
And it's really a matter of it's not expensive and it's not complicated, and you can improve the quality of your hires today by just taking a couple of really simple steps.
Well, give us those steps, please.
Well, you know, first of all, what I found to be true is that most people who do interviewing are not skilled in interviewing, and in fact, the person that they're interviewing probably knows more about the interview process than the person that's doing the interview.
Right.
So point number one is really to get prepared for the interview, know the questions that you're going to ask before you go into the interview, have all of your material ready so that you don't have to think about anything other than asking the question and listening to the answer.
Right.
And, you know, if you could put a ruler to it, if you're the interviewer, you would want to design your interview such that you're listening 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, it's just a simple process of designing the questions that are applicable to the skills needed in the job.
And folks, you and I don't really have time to become experts at it, and that's the reason why I recommend that you find somebody to help you with that. Find a professional, somebody who's good at hiring, hire them to do that. It's 20 after. We're going to be right back with our new friend Stephen Blakesley. His book is called Strategic Hiring. Stay with us.
Close.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Stephen Blakesley, the author of Strategic Hiring, Tomorrow's Benefits Today. Stephen, tell us where the book's available, please.
Jim, you can get that book at www.strategichiring.net.
All right.
Or you can go to Amazon, or you can go to Barnes & Noble, which is
right,
bn.com, and you can pick up that book at any one of those three places.
Check it out when you get a chance, Strategic Hiring by Stephen J. Blakesley. Okay, when we went to the break, Stephen, I said something about small business owners shouldn't try to become expert hirers. I think that's a mistake. I think we should find outsourced professionals who know how to do these things. We tell them what we're looking for, and we pay them to go find who we're looking for. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of merit in what you say, Jim. Let me just give you some significant numbers here developed by the U.S. government, and that is that the cost of mishiring is significant at any level of business, small or large, if we bring on an entry-level person, for instance, and that person stays with the organization 3 months and leaves because there's not a good fit, the cost of that to the organization is at least 50% of their annual salary. If you move up the ladder to a management,
even though they were only there for 3 months,
and you might, and I'm glad you brought that up because you might be asking, well, why is it that much? Well, stop and think about having the wrong person in maybe the wrong job and how they poison the well. With people around them and how they're there long enough to take away with them your best customers and your company's secrets and of the customers that they aggravated and ran off while
Well, also the false start that you have with all your other employees. I mean, employees understand that people leave, and they understand that sometimes they have to take up the slack while we're trying to find a replacement, but we don't want to have to do this twice in 1 year.
Absolutely. And almost always, I can't tell you how often I talk to business owners and hiring managers that tell me stories about how they tried to hang on to a person that just wasn't doing the job and then finally had to cut them loose, and how their best employees would come up to them and say, I was wondering how long it was going to take you to do that. And that's a sad, sad case, and that cost you and your organization many, many dollars.
You know, Stephen, years ago in the 90s when the web really got going, we bought a book around here called HTML, how to learn HTML, it was a big, thick book on how to develop websites and that sort of thing. We bought it, and I thought, I'm fairly handy around a computer, and I thought, we'll get this, and I'll learn how to do this, and that'll be good for us. And then I hadn't gotten very far into the book, and I said, wait a minute. If I become our company's HTML expert, I'll lose my company. And so I closed it up, and I gave it to somebody, and I've never opened it again. I don't know how to do HTML, but I spent thousands of dollars on other people providing HTML services for me.
Right.
And that's the way I think we've got to think about our HR, is we're never going to be all that good at it, folks. And even if you get big enough, even if you get where you got 50 or 100 employees, you still should hire a professional to do those things. Now, Steve, one of the things that you talk about in your book is the importance of identifying performance. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, talent is so important in today's job market, and being able to identify an individual's talent and put them in a place where they can use that talent most of the time is a critical hiring decision. And it's just, it's just common sense. In that we teach and find to be extremely productive the rule of, hey, don't waste time trying to put into somebody something that's not there. It's hard enough to get out what's already in.
Right.
So our approach is that, look, let's identify an individual's talents and find a job that requires those talents and match them up. And when you do that, there's a synergy there that applies, Jim, that just advances performance beyond your belief. So leveraging a person's strengths as opposed to trying to improve a weakness is a far better task, and you'll get much, much more productivity out of taking that approach than anything that I know of.
But if you find that you don't have the task that this person is good at, what do you do?
Well, if you don't have, shame on you. And that brings me to a major point for every organization.
Got 30 seconds.
One of the key things is to develop a job description that identifies the talent required in the job.
Yep.
And, having that clarity around the expectations of the job is extremely important.
Well, absolutely. And that's the information that you got to give this professional that I'm recommending that you hire, that you find. If you'll read Stephen's book, you'll be a lot smarter, too, by the way. Strategic Hiring, Stephen J. Blakeslee. Don't forget to put the S in the middle of the last name there. Thank you, Stephen, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Jim, thanks so much, and Merry Christmas to all of you and all of your listeners.
You too. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Quick break. Right back with Peter Meyer right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.